Hey, what's up, scrollers? Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what the show is. Got my old Aloha Beachy. Hey, okay. How y'all doing out there? Welcome back to another great hot episode of Reels and Scrolling with Jen and V. I'm your girl, Jen. This other host is
V Greasy. What's going on, my scrollers? What's up?
Oh, how y'all out there doing? Where y'all at? Y'all in the car? Hope y'all not in the car watching Scrolling.
Be not. Careful.
Okay. It's a liability.
Right.
All right. But we hope you're somewhere watching the show and enjoying it just as much as we enjoy being in these seats doing it.
Yes.
So let's all just reel in into the fun, right?
Yes.
Let's have a cheers to a good show.
Yes, indeed.
A prosperous
cheers.
Show.
Love
and that God keeps his covering over us. How about that?
Amen to that. Okay. Mm. Yes, indeed.
Okay. So what do we have starting off with this wonderful episode, V?
Working it. Yes, honey, you better work that. Okay, work it, baby.
Okay. That part. And I'm going to kick us off for the work it. All right.
What you got for us, Jen?
When it's a work from home day.
Oh, I love those.
They are pretty nice.
Yes, they are.
IG user Stand With The Skits posted this.
Hey everyone, happy Monday. We'll get started in 1 second here.
It transitioned.
Ow, that's what I'm talking about. It's real.
Yes, it
and
is.
And he reversed that in a minute.
Right. And that's what we do.
7:59 a.m. Get yourself, working from home is healthy.
Yes, it is.
It can be very healthy.
Truly.
Okay, because you know, he got himself hyped up, you know, V.
Yes,
he got
that's
his day
right.
started. You know, and then got all professional.
And I love it. And that's why I'm saying you got to know how to do it. Because, you know, there can be some people
that's
who mess it up for
too.
You. Yeah.
I think that's real sexy.
It
how
is.
You, how you went from your
that
turn
transition.
Up in the morning. And so handsome and professional once you got on that on that Zoom. I love it.
Yeah, because some people don't know how to do work from home. I'm like, y'all
messing it
up for everybody, right? We
messing
know how to transition,
up.
How to do a turn up. Had a hood music on,
right.
You know, get it on, whatever, do-rags, whatever, bunnets. And then when it's time to clock in, baby, we clock in professionally, looking good from the, you know, from the top up only, though.
From the rooter to the tooter.
Okay. All right, y'all. The hell kind of commercial is this? Like, what kind of commercial is this? The hell? TikTok user at crumb&co_ posted this.
Stray bullet struck her right in the stomach. It pierced the skin, but started to slow down as it entered her body fat. Layer by layer, the fat absorbed more of the bullet's energy like a cushion. By the time it hit deeper tissue, the bullet had lost most of its force, coming to a stop before hitting any organs and saving her life. To save your life, order my cookies so your stomach can get bigger and bigger, preventing death caused by the bullet.
Listen. Listen,
oh my god,
I'm kind of not mad
what?
At it. Anything to get that product
what?
Out, anything to get it sold. But that's not a bullet, though. Let's not use a bullet, okay? A
why
bullet penetrating.
A tragic moment,
right? Not
to
a bullet.
Prove your point,
exactly.
And why she got to be in a convenience store buying more cookies,
buying more snacks, you know? So,
that
like I said,
insane.
I'm not mad at the creativity, but
what?
Let's not use a bullet. Let's
kind
use something else
of commercial.
Ooh.
Is that?
Have you ever had the crumble cookies, Jen?
Never.
I've never
know.
Had them. I've seen people talk about it. I've seen
them
in the stores.
I have.
Yeah, I haven't either.
If,
and they just
it came out the box, and I didn't know it was crumbling.
Crumble, yeah, because they real cold. Like real thick looking cookies. They're very chunky looking.
I wonder if they're good.
I don't know. I haven't tried them yet. I haven't been compelled to try them. But this ad here makes me not want to try it.
This ad makes me want to try. I'm just saying. If a crumble cookie can save my life.
Yeah. Then we're like, why not?
Look,
I love
I'll be
my
like
life.
This. Like, bleed now. Talking about you thought you had me. You thought you had me, sucker. Yeah. Guess
but this
what?
Fat got
guess
me good.
What? Like, I'm bleeding, what? But I'm good.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, my
look,
God.
So that mean this is, that mean this part right here
yeah,
is
that's
good
the same.
For,
it's a lifesaver.
For entry point.
Right.
So
That's crazy.
We might make it. We might make it. We might make it. I'll be like this. If you do anything, hit me here.
Oh my goodness. So now when I see crumble cookies, I'm gonna think about this ad. I'll be like, oh my
I say, if you would save your life, order now.
If you didn't have this fat in you, you could have been dead. Damn. All righty.
That's
I know. Crumble said we got to get it out here some kind of way.
I got to give y'all a hand clap. You
that's
know?
Why I say it was creative.
I want my life saved. So I just might try a cookie.
Like, I love my life.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Keeping up with the working it. When you aren't being paid to ask questions, stop it. Okay?
They getting paid, G.
You're doing too much. IG user tooth underscore n underscore nail posted this.
Dang. Now I'm wondering why they brought it in for an all over paint job. What'd you think, Greg? Why they wanted a different color?
Oh no, girl.
What? Play that again, Todd. Oh, murder scene.
Oh.
That's the see.
They got baking soda. Ooh, a show, dude. Look like they got baking soda. Try to clean it up.
Producer explaining to us this video because we're like, what is happening?
No, okay, I'm wondering why they brought it in for an all-over paint job.
Right?
What'd you think, Greg? Why they wanted a different color?
I don't know.
Bullet holes in the front.
I see now.
So, yeah, they want to transition. They want to get the evidence out.
Hey, listen, I'm a Greg. I ain't asking no questions.
Obviously.
This the job you want done? Bet.
Somebody didn't have crumble cookie.
Right.
Somebody didn't have crumble cookie in that back seat.
I'm not asking no questions. I'm with Greg. Yeah, I'm like, this is what they want.
Hey,
is
I'm just sanding it down.
That's it.
You know, before we, I know a lot of people that work. That work like he do.
Yeah,
they be like, I don't know, man.
Hey,
They told me to wipe it down.
That's it. I'm wiping it down, doing my job, so I can clock out and go home.
They
want
to change the color, man.
No, for real.
It'll be me as the worker wiping the car down, talking about you ain't see that back seat. Go look at that back seat
blood
again.
Blood everywhere. Y'all see these gunshot holes? Like what?
And he know what happened. That's why he said, I don't know.
Rex, I ain't no snitch.
Got me doing the inside.
Yeah, right.
I'll work on the
interior. I ain't touching the interior. Nah, y'all can get somebody else for that.
You are being paid to ask too many questions.
Okay. All right, y'all. Last one for working it. Office drama when you work at a strip club. What, they got office drama? Child.
Girl, you seen P. Valley?
I just use it at Carly Driftwood.
A lot of
posted
drama.
This. It is. That is true. And I love P. Valley, honey.
Breaking news. You like to tell them the breaking news?
I tried to make myself some popcorn, but one of these funky put their plug in the microwave and now it's ruined.
I just don't understand who raised you for you to take something straight out your and put it where I cook my food.
This is like, why the microwave? There's like 50 cabinets. They have their own locker. They're like, I'm just gonna put it in the microwave.
I would rather it have roaches in it than your f***ing plug. One of the other girls was like, said that we're not supposed to be telling other people. And I was like, what the f*** do you mean? So it's just a secret that people take out of their ass and put it in the microwave where I'm supposed to cook my f***ing food.
Have you
ever put a plug in a microwave.
What?
Me neither.
The
plug was just in the microwave.
No, you want to stick one in there? Ask old dough. Let's be honest. You been outside? No, for real.
I'm pissed. I'm so hungry. And apparently, store their plug in the fucking microwave, and that doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay.
Y'all need to find the culprit.
And they are passing, word is getting
around.
And I'm
like, is this the same strip club or a different one?
It looks like it's the same one. I'm guessing it's the same one.
Y'all need to get to the culprit and fire her.
Yes,
because
that is so
nasty,
unsanitary. Like, for real?
She said, I would rather roaches.
For real. I'm with her on
that.
Who
does that?
Like, that's so nasty. But why?
Like when we talked about the girl with the brush.
Oh, yeah.
They do. And obviously, they from in a southern city.
Mm-hmm.
Some country southern
just
city.
Just nasty for no reason.
Country.
Yeah.
So, that's P Valley. That sounds like P Valley.
Yeah, nasty
that's
for
the,
no
the
reason.
The other version of P
Valley. All right, y'all. We got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got more for our scrollers. What we got for the good scrollers, Jen?
fit check.
What those fits looking like, hunty?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V over here, getting her boogie on.
Mm-hmm.
What we have up for the second part of the show, V, now that we're back from commercial break. Bitches!
Yes, what are those fits looking like? Are they fabulous? Are they fizz? Are they outdated? What are they looking like? All right.
Possibly weird.
I know, right? That is a possibility, Jen, and I'm going to kick us off. Let's see. Right. The comments are calling this look Met Gala Hoochie. IG user at Chelsea B 128. Let me see this outfit, girl.
How are you?
It's giving BAPS, right? The BAPS movie, the hairstyle, you know.
I'm digging it, though.
You know.
If it's Met Gala.
Right. That's the key words, Met Gala. Because other than that, I'd be like, that's a strong note.
Because of the earrings and the hair.
Because of the earrings and the hair. That's all.
The half top.
Mm-hmm. The hoochie vibe. You ain't nothing but a hoochie mama. So, yes,
I want to know who did the knitting, though.
Right?
Was it custom made or is it perfectly fitting?
The top and the
especially
the head
when you want to go to Met Gala incognito.
Yay.
That's a good one.
It's a fit check. The fit check. Okay. Producer just said the hair, like it's a yawn.
It does look like yawn.
Oh, I like it even more. That's creativity.
Now I can see it in the swoop.
That's the art, honey. That's artiste. That's arts. Okay. Okay. But like Dean said, only if it's for Met Gala purposes. Other than that, you don't do that. Don't do that.
You look like she's pretty. Don't cover your face.
Mm-hmm.
I like all it, right, though. I can do, if it's
a fit check.
If it's for an eclectic event, perfect.
Why not?
All right, y'all. Forget about brass knuckles. We doing diamond knuckles.
Ooh.
How about that?
Ooh, diamond knuckles.
IG user Tracks NYC posted this. Gotta see.
I'm carving the Diamond District ground with the first ever diamond knuckles, and they're still good.
This is the world's first diamond knuckles, and it's also the world's first diamond weapon. And diamonds don't just cut glass, they could even cut steel. This is what it's like to put one of those diamonds up against stainless steel. Now, when you take glass and rub it against concrete, what you get is disintegration. The glass grinds away. But that doesn't happen with diamonds. Diamonds are 48 times harder than the next hardest substance. So when you rub them against anything else, they pulverize it and you just wipe away the dust.
However, you can chip a diamond doing this.
So if you want to be the first person in the world to own a diamond weapon, this is a one of one. And it's only available on TracksNYC.com.
Wow.
Now, that's how you sell a product.
Let me go follow them.
That's how you sell a product.
TracksNYC.
Bitch, check on that. Yeah. All right.
I
okay.
I like his products. Wow, I'm down for the diamond knuckle.
Very interesting product, by the way. All right, y'all. More fit check. How much would you pay for a set of Jarmer? Much would you pay? We're going to see, Jen. I just use it and Miss Twisted posted this.
I'm ready.
Baby, Jarmer, jeans and armor combined. Jarmer, okay? Now, this is very creative. I really do like this. You know, because you used to seeing the armor, of course, in steel and metal and all that good stuff. But baby, she did that.
It's test running
the night. It's very unique.
She did a lot
of
sewing
denim.
And stuff. But I even love the boot cover.
Yeah, I bet that took some time to do that. Imagine
that. It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's custom made for her.
Right. That looks good.
She
enjoying
it too.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a really neat Halloween costume too. If you want to just kind of say,
perfect.
You know what?
Love it.
I ain't gonna be the tin man. I'm gonna be the armor person. I'm an armor person.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all. Let's keep it on with the fit check.
Fit check.
Rose kicks are cooking. How about that? Let's see. IG user Kanyan posted this. burger look good though.
The burger does look good, but I don't like that whole the shoe grill. I don't like it. That's too much going on the shoe. That is just way too much. Like way too much going on. I get the whole purpose of them. I see that, you know, and all of that, but that's just a little bit too much going on. You got gas all on the thing. Jen. No. That's too much.
It ain't too much for me for a barbecue.
Is that for you? Mm-hmm. Oh no.
I'll be self-cooking at my lawn chair.
With the have your feet like this. Girl, and just bye. Have it like,
I've been like, y'all got the meat.
Oh
y'all
no.
Y'all got the meat. Come bring it to me. Let her cook. I'll be using that in a heartbeat.
Oh no.
Yep.
I could not do that. No, honey. My meat, that raw meat dying, and I'm doing all with my feet, yep, with my shoe.
It's very efficient. Mm-mm. It's efficient for me. I'd have it at the barbecue, the picnic, all of that good stuff. If I need to heat some up, it's right there.
Right there on your feet.
I ain't gotta go
feet.
To no barbecue pit. All these barbecue pits out here, and it's all taken up.
Mm-hmm.
I got you, bruh. Come here. Bring your meat. All right, y'all. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. With what, V?
Plot twist!
Y'all don't go nowhere because y'all got to see these
I love
stories,
a little plot
boy.
Twist.
They end up a little different than what you think. All right, we'll
exactly.
be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Scrolling with your girls. Jen and V, we have reached the final part of tonight's show.
Yes,
time flies when you are having so much fun. All mm-hmm. right, Jen, what we got for the good scrollers?
Plot twist!
All the twists and turns of it all. What could happen? Unpredictable. Wasn't expecting that. And Jen, kick us off.
When the story takes an unexpected turn.
Yes.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And it can be very interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kick us off with this reel. All right? When you got a face for catfishing, that's what they tell me. I'd be like, oh, you know, I know I can grab them. I can
pull them.
I can pull them in, though. IG user Sam Breaking Sad posted this. We did have a similar video
yes.
we did prior
mm-hmm.
in another episode where a girl was catfishing and when
right.
she stood back,
yes,
we was a
honey.
Little like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
But she was still beautiful.
She was.
So this might be like, what, a part two maybe?
Right.
But let's
like
see what this
perhaps.
One doing.
So that is definitely catfishing big time. So yeah,
that looked like a man though.
Yeah,
I mean, but
it
then again,
give me Michael Jackson.
Somebody
vibe.
Maybe mm-hmm. may not know.
Right,
but immediately.
Some people
I knew
can
that
pick
was
it
a
up
male.
Quickly. Right. Some people can.
Right.
Some people say, "Oh my gosh, she's a doll. She's beautiful. She's a dime." And then he pulls back, and then it's a man. Like, y'all, I always say this. Y'all cannot be out here fooling people like this.
That's how they doing it, though.
Y'all can't be doing that. Y'all
he fine,
can get
though.
Hurt. He is fine. But y'all can get hurt. So be careful with the catfishing. So
yeah.
I play it again. I'm like, play it again. Because he is fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what women do. Like that. And you know what? Some guys who did exactly what he did could swear, like, I'm heterosexual. I'm like, okay. But I'm like, I don't want my man to have any kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, features of you being, you know, part of the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm just saying, y'all better.
And I love the LGBTQ
y'all better
community,
actually watch out when y'all out here.
Just be careful up front.
Scheming and getting with people.
Yeah.
Because I had two friends that ended up meeting up with men.
See?
So y'all need to really be extra careful.
Yeah.
And get off them social media platforms for real. Because I've gotten to the point now, because we talked about me being on dating apps.
Yeah.
Got off of them. I had a little tapped me on the shoulder, say, you know, I got you. You don't need to be doing, because it's like I'm searching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not letting it fall naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big mistake of mine. Not letting it fall naturally, because when we talk about naturally, you're not going to be disappointed when you're out at a bar being with friends, eating, drinking, whatever, and you meet the person right there in pure fashion,
right.
Mm-hmm. Instead of on a picture or a video. So yeah, I got that tap and I was like, you know what? It's deleted.
Yeah.
Deleted. I'm off of them.
And the problem is people are so dishonest now. Just be real. If you're a company, and they're not real. Or why do you have to do all
they
of that?
Fake. They hit you up and then don't hit you back.
Yeah,
and like,
just you dishonest.
You the one sold me out.
Right.
So it's dishonest. Weird. It's so weird.
All right, y'all.
Some punks.
When you got friends that play too much, like you play too much for real. As you use it at Christopher Taylor Official. What you did?
I don't think I'm going to be able to pay the rent.
Well, I'm sure we can come to some kind of arrangement. Guys, it's Monopoly.
He's cute.
He is cute. Like,
I'm like, well, I couldn't do the skit with him.
Right. Okay. Like, no, I don't want you to play that part. I want you to play this part.
It is not that crucial. Like, it is Monopoly.
It's Monopoly. But
yeah,
you know
I had
what?
No idea.
Listen.
Plot twist.
That Monopoly can get real because I love me some classic Monopoly. All this other little elevated Monopoly. I don't like it. Give me classic Monopoly. Yeah. Okay.
You like Monopoly?
Serious. I love Monopoly. It's one of my favorite.
I've never played it.
What? Jen, no.
It looked too, like,
you
ordered.
You think it's boring?
It's too ordered.
Oh, it's so good,
it's not,
though.
It's not fun to me.
Because you get broke. You don't have no money. People can buy up all your property.
And that's the problem.
And you broke. So it's like, oh, my God, this is real. That's why people take it so seriously. Oh, my God. I love Monopoly.
I don't play it at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I don't play it at the house. And even when McDonald's was doing it, they said, do you want your piece? I'm like no. Give me my fries. I do not want that Monopoly piece.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Listen.
I've never had an interest. Every time they open it up, I'm like, I'm good. I'm going to go outside.
No, Jen.
I've
known Jen for a long time. But, I would have never imagined that you never played, ever played Monopoly.
Never played Monopoly. It never interests me.
Collect $200 when you pass go. That's a classic.
Then you pass what?
Well, you see?
Girl, bye.
See?
Pass go.
Yes,
boardwalk.
Park Place. Jen.
Park Place.
That's all the properties you can buy.
Oh my God. I have property.
Yeah.
In real life.
See?
Does it teach you a life lesson?
It can't. Right.
Okay.
It does. Like the banks and everything, money and ownership. So, yes. But it's so fun. All right, y'all. Okay, Jen, it's your turn or mine?
I bet you
it's your turn.
I bet you he won't disrespect her like that no more.
And I feel disrespected because you ain't play Monopoly.
Revoke my black card because I will never.
Oh, my God. It's
all
so
right,
good.
Y'all. IG user, the New Vogue, posted this. I bet you won't disrespect her like that no more. Girl, plot twist.
Oh my gosh.
I did not expect that.
Wow.
But that's what he get.
Look, put that again.
It looked real.
It does. Oh my God. She slept that piece smooth off. I mean, she
and
had the
somebody
aim.
Know that he had a toupee.
Exactly.
Look at her.
She like. I mean, she slept it
and
off
look how
perfectly.
He looking. He
right,
is
like
fathom.
Like, I can't believe
you did that on this camera. And you posted it.
Exactly. I guess you
and
won't
And I'm like, he handsome.
Again.
He's got a nice little grayer hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look.
It
look,
fits him perfectly.
Look at, he threw the finger at her.
Ah.
I would have did it too.
Oh, got him. Got him.
I would have did it too. You don't do
got
no
him.
Like
no,
that.
You don't do that. Ooh, and good. Look how he looked in the camera like.
I'm glad he wear that hair though. Because that's really bad.
And my thing is, why is it not glued down? Why is it not secure? Why did she easily was able to slap it off your damn head? That should have been glued down.
Do you think it was a skit?
It could have been. Yeah, it could have been. But that's the question remains. Why wasn't that damn thing glued down?
Because he is bald
that hair
at the
piece.
Top.
He is
George Jefferson.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Head,
exactly.
Girl.
Ooh, baby. She got you good. I bet you won't do that again. All right, here we go. Do you know how to throw a punch? I know how to do a little thump. You know I'm Layla Ali in this piece.
Girl, you too kind.
You sound like my husband.
Heavy
he was
is
like,
the
girl.
Heart that wears the crown.
I just use it as a nail for nails.
Stop
Post
lying to these people.
What? I'm B. Wick up in this piece. What y'all talking about? How to punch.
You punch like that, don't you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you
I'm
do.
Like, no.
Yeah,
I don't
you do.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you do. That's how you punch.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to learn, I'm gonna learn this routine, baby.
Uh-uh. Oh,
I'm
baby.
I'm going to learn this routine, baby. I'm going to learn that routine.
With the little twist and turns, honey.
The next
That's
fight I
punch.
Get in, I'm breaking that out.
They're going to be like, hey, no, I can't even get mad no like, more. Right, they can't even get mad no more. They're like, I ain't even mad
like,
no more. You got to see.
What are you doing?
Right, you got to see. You got it. You got it. All right, y'all, that is the end of the show. We got to go. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Don't forget to follow your girls on social media at GNNB on TV. I'm going to get Jen hooked on to some Monopoly. We got to go. We'll see y'all next time on another episode of Scrolling with GNNB. GNNB out.